It is a bright and cool Tuesday afternoon across New York and western New England. The temperature trend will be a milder one over the next couple of days. The trade-off will be clouds and the threat for some rainfall, mainly late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Thursday. And that storm will be followed by another rush of cold air for Friday and the weekend. Across our area right now, we're looking at mainly clear skies. There are some high clouds mixed in, especially south of the capital region. Those clouds are in association with a weak disturbance that is diving to our south. Temperatures today are still cool for this time of year, but it's not nearly as harsh as yesterday in terms of temperature and wind. So with temperatures about 10 degrees warmer, give or take, today compared to yesterday, we're looking at highs that are mainly in the 30s this afternoon. And with the sunshine out, it does feel pretty nice, though it's, again, still quite cool for March. And as we work into tonight, it's going to be a cold one, as high pressure will crest in from the west. We'll see a clear sky, light wind that will allow temperatures to drop into the teens and 20s. We'll even have a few single-digit readings across portions of the North Country. Tomorrow, we'll start off with that high pressure area nearby, but it will move off to the east during the day. That will allow clouds to increase, and eventually we'll bring in that chance for showers, mainly after lunchtime tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will be a much milder day, as temperatures will come up into the lower and middle 40s. We'll keep the stormy weather around through Thursday with periods of rain likely, and Thursday looks to be the mildest day with temperatures coming up into the 50s across most of the area, though we could still see a few pockets of 40s, primarily across the north. Then that storm will blow by late Thursday, will bring the rain to an end. We could see a few lingering rain or snow showers on Friday as an upper level disturbance rolls through. It's going to be a breezy and cooler day on Friday, and again, those temperatures will take a dip late week into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the teens to around 20, some single digits in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, warmer, high 40 to 45. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the teens to around 20, some single digits in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, high 40 to 45. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, thickening clouds, with a chance of an afternoon shower, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the teens to around 20. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, milder, high 40 to 45. Region-wide, on Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain likely, mild with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.